Dear friends, welcome to the Mindful Maya podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to understanding the phenomenon of the mind and be free from its conditions. The series features various talk shows given by the mystic Maya around the world in what he calls the conversation from the silence to the silence.
Maya. When we become silent, or when the mind is silent, it becomes increasingly difficult to speak, or let's say to bring out thoughts on any subject, because you see the thoughts arise from the ideas that the mind attaches itself to. But the silence or a relaxed state in mind starts to wash itself away from many different ideas that it had gathered previously. And you have also experienced this state of mind of not having thoughts to speak of, or even if it needs to speak, even if you need to speak on certain things, then you have realized that you have to push yourself to speak on something. And pushing ourselves to speak on something while internally there is silence, it is difficult. It takes a lot of effort, and since there is emptiness inside, when you try to speak, it does not relate the originality of what you want to speak, or even if you want to speak, the originality won't be there. It will be forced. In this way, the individual silent mind, it appears as if it is not useful for the society. It is definitely not useful for the group mind, because idea requires group mind to survive. Any sorts of stories, isms, all of these things require mind to survive. And yet here you are with this silent mind, not knowing what to do. And you have experienced this while meeting a friend or a lover or family member, mother, father, or siblings, and you have talked and talked and talked, and you've reached to this state where for a moment you don't know what to say because you have been empty. But if there are two people talking and one of them reaches to this empty state and the other one has not reached to this emptiness, then they trigger another topic and the conversation continues again. If somehow both of them reaches to this emptiness, and if both of them are okay to just sit in the silence, then there is a chance that both of them can enter into a deeper state of meditation, of the internal eternal silence. However, there is always a chance that one or both of these people in conversation may feel this silence to be awkward, and forcefully one of them or two of or both of them a topic to speak about, and the silence is broken. This is one of the reasons why meditation and the exploration of the internal silence especially is an individual journey. Because the presence of thought of someone else is already more than one person inside an individual, and when there is actually two persons in a room, then the room has already become a group, or more than one person is already a group. So what happens to the individual or someone who goes deeper in meditation or is practicing meditation for a longer time is that the person not only becomes silent and calm within himself or herself and within the groups, the urge to speak, the urge to make others know that I exist, this urge slowly starts to also be silent. One of the way people want to vanish is because of a lot of problems associated with group life or social life, or a lot of sufferings related to stories, related to relationships, society, etc. And while it appears that this individual wants to vanish in that sense, and even if this individual went away from the society and vanished somewhere, the mind of this individual may still be at unrest. And when we leave everything, of course, we cannot leave the mind behind. And actually, the easy way is to just sit and watch the mind, basically meditate. And when this practice is continued, this individual can see the changes happen in the life. The calmness arises inside. And the calmness stays when with a group or without, when being with someone or when being alone. The silence, this peace remains. The urge to speak, the urge to share something forcefully from inside won't stay for very long, because you will start noticing that The less you speak, the more energy you preserve for yourself, and the more you have the energy to observe your internal world, to observe your internal mind, to observe how things affect you, both in terms of body and mind, and how you can bring about a balance of experiencing the life or experiencing any given situation. This state of calmness can only go on increasing, and in this way, even when present in a group, in events, you will still be silent unless there is something that you want to talk, that you want to share. It comes out of spontaneity without having to put a pressure on thinking about thoughts to share. And there is a chance that a societal or group mind won't understand this state, what you are at, because the group mind can only understand a group mind. For a group mind, either you are with the group with the same idea or opposing idea. The group mind only understands, or let's say as if it appears as if the group mind only understands duality, two states of duality. And your position of not knowing what to say, or also seeing whatever you say, will be misunderstood, or simply there is a silence in you and there is nothing to share, or you see both states in the duality and you understand that duality as such exists in the core of this physical reality. And as more you understand the presence of duality, and as more the mind goes becoming silent and in peace, you reach to a state where you cannot choose. Then know that you have surpassed the duality. But the group mind won't understand this state, because in the state of a group mind, or any mind stuck in duality, what we have to understand is both sides of the duality is a way of suffering. Either side of the duality that we are in is going to pull the other side of the duality sooner or later, and we are bound to go upon a dance of a oscillation between either side of this duality. So not only the pain is painful, but the pleasure also is painful. Or has the glimpse of painful hidden deep inside? This glimpse of painfulness hidden deep inside is not seen while the mind is like a magnet to either side of the duality. Yet it is clearly seen when you become a little silent, a little calm, and simply watch the situations without condemning. Then the pattern is seen that the happiness has the seed of suffering inside it, and the sadness has a seed of joy and celebration and happiness inside it. And when we see the situations where we humans feel joy of having hurt someone who opposes our group or our identity or our ideology, there is certain joy, although it is a loss of a human being, or it is a painful thing to see. Yet there is a hidden pleasure in it. And when people on the side of our side of ideology, group, isms get hurt, then we get hurt. Because we think our ideology got hurt, it's more painful than getting a physical harm personally. And the other side, in this case, feels pleasure of having harmed us. And as you go more inside yourself and have found your internal serenity and peace, it seems super foolish to do that. It seems completely not understandable why we humans, or why the human mind divides itself into different ideologies, different groups. And it becomes apparent that this division of me versus you, us versus you, them, is what is causing all the problems. Yet all our effort of trying to help each other, trying to share the goodness and kindness, it seems as if they only remain in the words. Because still the group mind keeps on fighting. So as an individual, you will see all of these states and you don't know what to say. Because a silent mind or a meditative mind is free from all the ideologies. But a group mind may see this very thing, that the meditative mind is free from ideology, as an ideology. And there lies a potential danger of the group mind not understanding an individual free mind. And yet, a meditative mind perceives it, understands the pain, the suffering of a group mind, yet can't do anything about it. Because as a silent and calm individual state of serenity, you understand that it needs to be each and every individual in the group individually attaining to this internal peaceful state to actually make any everlasting effect on the compassionate state of human existence. It cannot be given as a group, or it cannot be given to a group. Even if it is given to a group, it is still all the individuals in a group going inwards themselves individually. And with our sessions, I've seen that not everyone in the group is somehow interested to go inwards. And of course, we cannot force this internal state or force anyone to go inside and watch and be silent and watch. That would be yet another form of violence. So, when you start to see these things, all you can do is keep on giving to whoever may be ready and whoever may receive, but you have to keep on giving to anyone that arrives to you, and simply wish with all your love that this person can see inside individually and reach to this state of internal peace. And when anyone reaches inside, which has happened in our sessions, that many of our friends have entered and seen what lies beyond stories. What is it that goes away when we fall asleep, deep sleep without dreams, when the mind becomes silent? And they have seen and experienced it. Yet we can't physically give this to anybody. They have seen it and experienced it because they wanted to learn something about themselves. And our sitting, our gatherings were merely a supportive time and space for them to enter inside, and nothing more than that. Which is why every sort of meditation groups around the world is still indeed individual attempts to go in and watch. Because the meditation cannot be given to group mind at all. It needs to be the initiative of the person itself. But as you start to find out these things, it comes as a great pain to you that you see the world is divided into a million pieces, yet you can simply silently watch and sharing, keep on sharing your internal state of calmness. Because it is true that you don't get affected, because the mind that gets affected with the changes in ideas, or if there is certain opposing ideas to what the mind has already identified with. And since the mind has dropped the ideas and stories and you have become calm, you see the suffering that there exists, and you want to do something about it, or if you want to do something about it, then it can merely be sharing meditation. then it can be sharing your internal state of bliss, knowingly that it may be misunderstood. You simply will have to be there, share your energies, and send well wishes, and we can even say you can pray. Simply, you can wish. So it's a paradoxical state to be in. You start to become free from the conditions of mind. Yet, the paradox is that at first, the conditioned mind does not understand the state of unconditional being of mind, because of lots and lots of stories that the mind has identified itself with. And the more this mind becomes unconditionally free, the more it goes through the phases of seeing all the bondages that it had, and upon clearing out all these bondages, or the idea that it was bound by different things, different situations, circumstances, the more it frees itself from these, the more it understands that it was simply a play that the mind was doing, then you also understand why all this suffering. Then you also understand the need of why a mind goes through suffering. Then you also understand how a mind can be silent and achieve peace. Then you also can understand why and only an individual mind can go and find peace and not a group mind. I don't know yet how to properly explain what I have tried my best to explain today. And also, the more I try to use different words and analogies and examples, the more I see that I can't make it understand fully. So a lot of meditation sessions these days for us is simply sitting in silence and speaking as minimum as possible. That way, what I could share without speaking can be shared. A lot of conversation happens in the silence, and when somebody goes, experiences inward different state of mind and going from conscious to unconscious or mind to no mind, they see, they understand a lot of it. And when they want to ask about it, then we can share, then we can talk. Because now that they have seen these layers of mind, there is a possibility for a conversation. Otherwise, it simply does not make sense to talk and talk and talk, because it's just way too much word. Let's meditate.
Dear friends, we want to publish these life-changing conversations as a book. And for that, we need your help. Please leave your thoughts on our Facebook page, Maya Satsang. And also, share this podcast with your friends. Every thought is valuable and every share counts.